Live on location from the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, it's another not-so-Olympic moment with your hosts, Steve Hammerstone and Tawny Skypunch.
We are here at this event is called ski jumping
or ski jumping.
There, you should be in marketing. You should be writing for I don't know, one of the hip new brands.
Will you stop coming on to me, Steve Hammerstone? The object is to land further than the guy before you.
Well,
so that's it.
So when you're landing, you have to avoid all the people who have landed before you.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to hit them with your
skis. You don't
want to
hit them on the way down.
As they're coming down. No,
it's a bit of a, and if there are birds,
dangerous sport.
That can be difficult, you know. As
you might get them
numerous,
caught in your skis.
That's
and,
right, as numerous jet pilots can attest to. Unless those things are tricky.
It's Captain Sully Sullenberger
right.
in this event, because he'd be great. He could land that ski jump and not
look
even
out.
If he hit a bird.
Yeah,
it'd
he'd
be
just
fantastic.
Take it right down gently and nestle it in, probably put it in a nest as he went down. The guy's a hero. You know what I mean? That's why we're bringing it up.
Sully.
Ah. We love you, Captain Sully.
Captain, if you're listening.
I'm sure you are.
Yes.
We really appreciate what you did. Thank you for landing that plane safe.
God
that
bless.
That was thoughtful. Yeah.
So who would think of hey, I'm just going to throw some skis on and go down a giant ramp and jump over stuff?
Well, oddly, that is how it started, Steve. It started in 1809. I'm just pulling.
1809.
Yeah, I'm just reaching for this. I don't know where it's coming
I can
from.
See the paper. Come on. You're not
I'm
fooling anybody.
When I said I was reaching for it, I meant I was reaching for the paper on which the facts were written. Okay. So it was started by Olaf Rye, a Norwegian lieutenant. He was the first known ski jumper, and obviously Norwegian, so he hails from Norway. Yep. And he launched himself 9.5 meters in the air in front of an audience of other soldiers. How about that? Now, what do you think the conversation was about that? Like, I think I can jump down that
thing. I bet he's like,
you're kidding yourself. You are so
drunk. I need another drink. Whoa, don't stop me. I'm going to look at that roof. I'm going to put my skis on. And I'm going to jump off that roof.
No, Olaf, you can't. Olaf, stop.
I'm going to do it.
Hey, let him go. Let him go. This is going to be great. No, all right, let him go. Go, Olaf.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go off the roof. See, I do accents too,
you're
folks.
You're really good at that. That was pretty funny. I wish you'd done that for the whole thing.
Well,
it really brought it to life.
I only thought of it at the tail
too
end.
Yeah, hey,
hello, Toddy.
Okay, it's enough now. You're kind of beating a dead horse.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, as we say in English, no.
I get how you've done that.
This has been another Not So Olympic Moment.